Class, settle down. It's time for our two candidates for class president to answer the debate question. Why should we vote for you?
Sure. First of all, I just want to thank you all for welcoming me into your classroom, your cubbyholes, and your playground forts. I've spent the last few days listening to all your concerns. Rebecca, I know how hard it was for you when your house of cards was destroyed during recess. And you, Mrs. Langley, you worked so hard to share with us the importance of democracy. And we didn't want to participate. Truth is, if Maggie hadn't been unhappy about sharing her solo for school assembly day, she wouldn't have run for president. And then I wouldn't have anyone to run against. So, thanks, Maggie. I don't know why you should vote for me, but I do know that you deserve a choice. I learned things about you I never knew before. I'm glad you let me listen. If you vote for me, I'll try and help you the best I can.
Very nice, Simon. Maggie?
You may be wondering why you should vote for me. Well, I'm not sure I know.
Not sure what you wear and your pants are too saggy. Just take your problems to President Maggie. Maggie, Maggie, la presidenta. Maggie, vote Maggie. Maggie, yeah.
Hey, wait. Thanks, you guys. I'm really lucky to have such good friends, but I don't deserve to win this election. I didn't listen to any of you. I didn't know Rebecca lost her house of cards or that Hector was in a sticky situation. Simon paid attention to everything. He even knew that I ran for president just so I could make some changes to school assembly day. I have no idea why Simon ran for president. He might have told me, but I didn't listen. But I do know that we deserve Simon as our president. So vote for Simon!
So vote for Simon!
So vote for Simon!